Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Well, this is the new day. Praise God, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord have made, and I pray and trust that you choose to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. We thank and praise God for our host. Our host is Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. We always send a shout out to them, and we decree the blessing, restoration, and God is continuing to renew your strength, and you walking in the knowledge and the wisdom of God in every situation. We do thank and praise the Lord for the redemption work of Christ. I want you to know, if you are born again believer, I found that in developing a relationship with the Lord, you have to say what the word say about you. I remember one of these Christian shows I used to watch a long time. I can't recall which one it was. I don't know if it's Richard Robinson or Earl Robinson, but he used to say, Jesus live big in you today. Because of the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. If you've been born again and if you have received the Holy Spirit, everything that God is, that Spirit is on the inside of you. I'm reminded in one of the gospels when Jesus, when Lazarus dead, and Jesus called Lazarus for, he said, loose him and let him go free. Listen, you and I have to learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to be big in us. You know, in my devotion this morning, the Lord was talking to me about our will. The Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. And Jesus said that he would not reject him. Listen, you have a will. There's a lot of things happening on the earth, things going on in the White House, probably your house and everybody else's house, if you have a family. But you need to realize that God gave you and I a will. And we can will to hear God. We can will to. Now, God going to speak. But a lot of time we can reason his voice out, or we can choose not to do what he's telling us to do. You know, a good example, I don't know about you, but even I can recall this when I was growing up. A lot of time, any time I attempted to do wrong, the thought would come to me, don't do that. You know, at that time, I did not know. This is what Jeremiah said, what God was going to do in the new covenant. In the new covenant, he said the way God did it in this new covenant, even if you are a sinner, when you get ready to do wrong, you hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit. God, a voice will come to you. You can hear, don't do this, do this, or do that. That's the voice of God. Now, in Romans, the first chapter is tell us the way God created us, everybody know, even the way God created the earth, everybody know that God exists. Now, the Bible said because they don't want to retain God in the knowledge they had of God, God gave them over to a reprobated mind to do what they wanted to do. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They blame God for everything, but you only do that because a lack of knowledge, because they're too again. And I tell you, if you have your Bibles and we can go see it, I'm telling you, your will is so powerful. Your will is so powerful. And like I said, a lot of people don't realize this. God don't force none of us to do anything. You can will to obey God, or you can will to disobey God. That's your choice. He ain't going to force you, and he's not going to make you and I and nobody else do anything. Because God gave us a will. And I want to show it to you real quickly. You can go to it. I don't know if we're going to be there today, but we're going to go to it for just 1 minute. It's Romans, the first chapter. I like to show it to you in the Bible because I want you to say Prophet Miller said this. Prophet Miller only quoting what God said because I believe what he said. And he tell us in that let me see what verse it is. And that 19th verse, it said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and God is, so that there are no excuse. Because that when they knew God, and he's talking about the way God created us, the way God created us, the way everything exists on this earth, it lets you know that if someone is more powerful than man. You know, when I go to the beach, when I go up in the mountain, it amazes me, even when I'm flying, you know, going to, you know, different places, different states, and when I'm flying and I look out, you look at the clouds in the sky, everything point towards is someone is greater than man. And that's what Paul said. It letting you know right there that God is real. There's somebody, you know, a lot of people say, well, you see, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. He'll give you a revelation about who God is. And I'm grateful that God is real. I don't know about you all, but I'm glad that I'm saved and Jesus is going to live big today in me. How about you? You got to let him do it. And like I said, God is not going to force none of us. Now, God is not going to force you to live right. And too many, a lot of times people blame everybody. Why God didn't do this? Why God didn't do this? You don't understand. God gave you a will. Hear me good. God gave you a will. And that's it. In 3 John, the first and second verse, it said, I wish above all things, beloved, that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. You and I, it's a three-point being. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Our soul is consist of your mind, your will, and your emotion. A lot of people, I was listening at a message maybe a month or two ago, and probably long that, about managing your emotion. You see, the way God created us from the beginning, God never created us to live out our soul, but he created us that we would be led by our spirit. So God gave us a spirit so we can relate to him mostly, especially spiritually things, you know. And a lot of people don't realize this natural world, the earth, is not the only place. The real world is the spirit. And I thank God when Adam and Eve sinned, it cut man off from the spirit of God. Man couldn't have no connection, or better yet, no communication with God. But then when Jesus came, the Bible called him the second Adam. When Jesus came, Jesus made it possible, reconciliation. He restored man relationship back to God. Listen, that ain't going to automatically happen. Please hear me. You have the will to want God in your life. That's where born again come from. That's why Jesus said, told Nicodemus, you have to be born again. You know, and Paul, Nicodemus, if you ever read the story, Nicodemus didn't understand. He said, how can that be? Must I enter my mother's womb a second time? Now, a lot of times people might not think this is important, but getting the knowledge of God is so important. I was sharing with someone earlier this morning. I was talking about they will. And they were saying, you know, I didn't know that about your will. I never hear that. I thought if God wants something to be, God just make it happen. No, he don't. And that's why God get blamed for a lot of things. If you allow God to operate in your life, God will do it. Remember Jesus said on one occasion, just before he died, what did Jesus say? Remember he said, nevertheless, he said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup, he was talking about death, let it pass from me. He said, but nevertheless, my will, but your will. And there's some, a lot of people, like I said, they don't understand. God created the will of man and humanity. And see, I had to learn that. God created man, humanity with a will, was endowed with sovereign will power. This endorsement and power was granted to man by divine prerogative. God said he would create this person and call him a man. That's when the Bible said God created them male and female. That was God's original plan from the beginning. You know, and there too again, we living in a time, and even Paul said this in Romans, the first chapter, we living in the time now that a lot of people is going contrary to what God said. The enemy got a lot of people thinking, well, you know, yeah, but I know what God said, but I don't believe it. You know, I don't like to hear people say that, but a lot of them do that. Yeah, I know what God said, but, you know, I don't trust all of that stuff, and I don't believe all of that stuff. You know, a lot of them, they say that, but that is not true. It's based upon what God said, and like I said, God created us with a will, and you got to realize that God is not going to override your will. But Betty, yeah, let's go to Romans. Let's go back. If you're in Romans, I want you to stay in Romans. And Paul was talking to the Romans people. You know, I'm going to start at that 18 verse. Yes, I think. Well, let me pray. I haven't prayed, have I? I always pray a lot of time before I come on the air, but I'm just going to do it for, you know, for the viewers or the listeners. Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to say thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. Father, we give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for those that have tuned in. And Father, I decree right now that the blood of Jesus cover this broadcast. The blood of Jesus cover each and every one that would tune in to this broadcast today. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will be moving. The Holy Spirit will bring accuracy. The Holy Spirit will bring understanding. He will bring enlightenment. He will bring strength to those that have tuned in. Father, we thank you for it right now. We praise you and bless you. As the Holy Spirit have been released and will be speaking, I'm decreeing that people's life will be transformed. I'm decreeing that, God, you will, those that even is discouraged at this time, that refreshing will come to them in the matchless name of Jesus. Those that experience any discomfort in their bodies, I rebuke it in the matchless name of Jesus right now. I plead the blood of Jesus against torment thoughts right now, thoughts of discouragement, thoughts of disappointment, depression. I rebuke it by the authority of Jesus right now. Father, we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. But in Romans, the first chapter, he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, there too again, as I stated in the beginning, we're just going to go on and talk about that. God created you with a will. You need to really get that seller within you. You know, once that knowledge came to me and the revelation of it, it had me really thinking. Because when I got born again, I came in Christ, or Christ came into my life. I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of question marks. You know, I had been mistreated and, you know, lied on. But if I couldn't understand, God, as a born-again believer, why you let this happen to me? But I found out I have a will. And God is not going to override your will. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. The Bible is a manual. I compare my Bible to a manual. Most appliances, even automobiles, they have a manual that go with it to show you and I how to operate it. And it tell you if it don't do what it's supposed to do, most of the time they have a number on it and an address that you can return it. That way, you know, so you can return it, and some of them say they reimburse your money, whatever. But my point is this. As humanity, we need to realize that the Bible is a manual to you. You as a human being. Come on, somebody. it tell you that God, you know, I was reading in Matthew 19 this morning, it would tell me when they were questioning, the Pharisees, Sadducees were questioning Jesus about divorces. Why did God allow Moses to write a divorcement, allow Moses to cause a man to put away his wife, and Jesus took them from the beginning. You go in Genesis first chapter, it go in there, you read on, it talks about that. And Jesus was telling them in the beginning, God created them male and female. He said, I'm going to take you from the beginning, the plan of God from the beginning. He said, God made them male and female. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave mother and father and go cleave to his wife, and they shall no more be twin, but they shall be one flesh. And he said, what God have joined together, let no man put asunder. As I stated, Jesus took them to the beginning of the, what God said from the beginning. But as the time draw nigh to Jesus coming back, what's happening is, even if Paul said this to Timothy more than one time, many going to depart from the faith. We living in an hour that people, a lot of people done forgot about God. They don't order their life or live according to what God's word say. But that do not change what God say because you don't believe it, because you don't trust it, and because you're not a doer of it. You know, I've had people say, you know, when people talk about hair, well, I ain't worried about it because I won't know nothing about hair. That is not what the Bible say. Don't be deceived. Don't let the devil, the Bible tell us that how Satan can blind you. And y'all, sin can blind you. Sin can hinder and keep you from really hearing God clearly. And I'm telling you, this is what Paul was saying in Romans, the first chapter. He said, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That means they do know what is right. Don't let nobody have you be only believer know what's right. That's not true. The way God created you, you know what's right too. You just don't do it. And you can harden your heart. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew. In Matthew, the 19th chapter, how the men, well, better yet, let's go there. Let's go there. That's right. Let's go to Matthew, the 19th chapter. And for time's sake, we're going to drop down to that third verse. It said, and the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them in the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Now, I'm reading this. I'm not going to read it in its entirety, but I'm reading it to show how Jesus was saying, how God ordained marriage, what God required. And there too, again, as I stated, this agree with what he said in Romans, the first chapter. And this is what I'm saying. We living in that hour and time that you even believers that departed from the faith. But that don't change. Please hear me. Just because you don't believe it, you hear all kind of remarks. Well, honey, I don't believe the Bible. I don't believe the Bible is the word of God. Men wrote the Bible. You hear all, like Satan have all kind of thoughts coming into people's mouth to try to discredit what God say about humanity. But listen, whatever God say, that's it. God is not going to change his mind because you don't believe it, because you don't want to do it. Please hear me. He's not going to change his mind. That's just it. That just it. I would tie that in early in age. And Matthew, even in the Living Bible, let me read it. Y'all know I like my Living Bible. Ooh, yes. Let me read it. I'm going to start at that third verse. And so some of the Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question, shall a man be allowed to divorce his wife for any reason? And a lot of times, just like when these Pharisees came to Jesus, they wasn't really serious or concerned really about marriage or what God thought about marriage. They just were trying to trick Jesus up. We living in a time now. Some people come to you and they ain't really concerned about what God say. They just trying to trap you up or try to, you know, to track you. And I had to learn that. But, y'all, it is some people truly want to know what God say. It might be some people on the air right now. Tune into this broadcast. You ain't really concerned about the things of God. You just want to see what I'm going to say and then get out. Once you get off the line, you want to be critical of it. But let me tell you something. God is real. God is real. And God created you and I in his likeness, in his image. And you can, and the enemy here try to deceive you. It's daily the enemy is constantly, that spirit of deception. He trying to deceive you. He trying to mislead you, to have you to believe, oh, God ain't real. You ain't got to believe all this stuff. Okay. But see, the thing, like I said, you have a will. God made you with a will. God ain't going to make you live right. God ain't going to force you to live right. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And if you hearing the voice of God through the words that I'm saying, you need to say, okay, God, you speaking to me. And I guarantee you, you don't hear this more than one time. But anyway, I'm going to read. He said, the fourth verse, hadn't you read the scripture? Jesus replied, they record that from the beginning, God made them male and female. And he said, this explains while a man leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one separate them, for God have joined them together. I've had people say, well, if two unbelievers get together, God ain't going to honor, listen, if they honor marriage, God going to honor them. That's the thing about it. By doing what God's word said, you honoring God, and what God does, God, you giving him an opportunity, God will continue to speak. Listen, God love everybody. Don't let the enemy make you think that God loved everybody. God loved every race of people, regardless of your color. God loved everybody, regardless to what you done did or whatever. And in Matthew 20, if you go read it, Matthew 20, when it was saying about the vineyard, how he had to go, the workers in the vineyard, it was talking about salvation. Because the Jews act like they was the first and all of this stuff, and anybody come in after them, you know, how God supposed to treat them. Y'all, God love everybody. And I think sometimes we as born-again believers, if we don't continue or maintain that relationship with God by getting in our word daily and seeking out the scriptures and studying and meditating on the enemy make you feel like God don't love nobody but you. That's a lie from the pits of hell. God, listen, God loved the sinners. He don't love their lifestyle, but he loved them. God loved the lesbian. God loved the homosexual. But God do not smile or honor their lifestyle. That's the thing that separates us from God, sin. But Jesus made it possible that you don't have to remain separated from God. I don't care what you done did on this earth, regardless of what sin you done, you can be forgiven. You need to know you can be forgiven. You can be addicted to drugs. You can be addicted to sex. You can be whatever. But do you not know by acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God, you can be set free? That's what the gospel is all about. The gospel is you don't have to stay in the condition that you in. You can be transvested. You can be transferred into the kingdom of God, you know. But there, too, again, like I said, this is what he was saying, and he was telling them from the beginning. And like I said, when you go to Romans, the first chapter, this is what he was talking about. But like I said, I really want to talk about the will, because, like I said, a lot of times people don't realize because God gave you a will. He said, the day you hear my voice, that ain't got nothing to do with your age. That ain't got nothing to do, how long, don't have nothing to do with it. You can be on the street. You can be doing anything. And the thought will come to you. You need to get your act together. You need to stop doing it. That's God talking to you right there. God speaking to you. But what do you do with it? He ain't going to force you. I used to think when God get ready for me to be saved, I'd get saved. And the Holy Ghost had to correct me. No. It's God, we're always for mankind to be saved. But some people, you got to wait till you get in a certain age. No, you don't. The day you hear his voice, And this is what we got to go back, because like I said, when it come down to your will, and he's saying, and I'm going back to Romans, the first chapter. I'm in Romans, the first chapter. And I'm a reader from a Living Bible as well as from the King James Version. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But somebody, you want to know why all this bad happening to me? Is you lining yourself up with what God's word say? I'm telling you, God ain't going to force you. God ain't going to make you sit down and read your Bible. God ain't going to make you go to church. He don't make you go to work. You go, if you have a job, you go because you know that you need the funds. That's why you go to work. Sick or well. I just couldn't understand how people could force it. And I done been down that road before. I used to go to work whether I was in pain or not in pain. I understood the dollar. That's what was a necessity. I had to go to work. But then when I came in the kingdom and God began to open my eyes, he said, you need me too. See, I think it's in James, the fourth chapter. It's to submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee. You draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. So many people say, where God at? Where he been all the time? Waiting on you? Because he ain't going to make you. But he been constantly talking to you about your lifestyle. He been constantly talking to you about your attitude. But do you hear? God told me one day, he said, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of money in trying to lose weight. He said, here's a lack of discipline. And one of the fruits of spirit is temperance, where it is self-control. He said, if y'all just listen at me, and y'all, that's all of us. God love all of us. He the God of all creation. He just not the father of everybody. Now, if you haven't been born again, he's your God, but he's not your father. You have to invite him into your life. But like I said, I'm in Romans, the first chapter, and I just read the 18th verse. The 19th verse, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Remember I said about the beach? You can look at the beach. Like I said, I look when I go to the beach and look at all that water. When I was up in the mountain, look at all them trees. I mean, you know, just, and I ain't no, what man got all them trees for? Man can't go plant no trees on no side. You know, in the beginning, now I know with some of the machinery that they have now, you can do certain things with it. But still, you know, when I be driving in Washington, Virginia, and we go through this tunnel, and I be saying, how in the world they made this tunnel when all of that water, I used to be trying to figure out, was the water low? How did they do it? But they got knowledge from God. Man ain't that smart. God would cause man to be smart, but a lot of times man want to take the credit. But God is the one. God is the one that caused man to be smart. But then it said, like I said, it clearly seen, I mean, in the 20th verse, being understood by the things that are made, even eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corrupt a man and birds, and four-footed beasts and creepy things. Now, we going to get all in this, but I want to show you. And what I'm saying today, like I said, you have a will. I want you to hear me. You have a will. I have a will. Everybody have a will. And like I said, if you don't want to know God, God ain't going to force you. But from time to time, the Holy Spirit thoughts going to come to you about God. Now, I'm telling you, I have them. I had them before. I can recall before I got saved. Certain thoughts would come to my mind. And like I said, God created man with a will. And I'm just reading some notes. Man was endowed with a sovereign willpower. This empowerment and power were granted to man by divine prerogative. God said, I will create this person and call him man. I will give him willpower. In doing so, God made his creature a judgment. He made him a creature of understanding. That's what God created us. He made the creature of decision. You do not have to, and that's a, you don't have to go straight. If you don't want to go straight, you can go backwards. You don't have to go right. You can go left. But God placed in all of us a volition, strength, anointed, and power with what we call will. When God grant us this will, he determined never to violate. And that's the thing that used to get me. God, why are you, you know, now, for example, you take Hitler. Hitler was doing all of what he was doing to the Jews. Why God didn't stop it? Hitler had a will. And this will sometimes get us, even God said this about the children of Israel. He said, I allow you to suffer in the wilderness. Now, sometimes God do permit things, but it all boils down to your will, what you will. What is you? And like I said, somebody listen to this, and I'm going to tell you something. If you don't understand that God gave you a will, life can bring, you can get stressed out about life. You can be discouraged and disappointed. I think it's Hebrews the 15th chapter. Is it Hebrews the 15th chapter? Hebrews the 12th chapter. It talk about not allow the spirit of bitterness to rise up in your heart. I think Hebrews the 12th chapter, I'm sorry. But it talk about when it said follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man should see the Lord, looking diligent lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up troubling you and thereby many be defy. Listen, do you not know disappointment and discouragement? When life bring in disappointment, discouragement, don't you know you can own yourself for bitterness? You can own yourself for up to offenses, rejection, and then you just shut down and I ain't trusting no. You got people say that I ain't trusting nobody else. You got some people don't even go to church because of a disappointment. Somebody, their expectation was not met. Do you not know? Nobody cannot live up to all of your expectation because they got a will. Some people right now, you got loved ones that you've been praying for. It seems like you've been praying for them for a number of years. And it's like, why won't they hurry up and get saved? I'm tired of praying for them. They have a will. But now if you just keep on praying and keep on believing and trusting God, God will slowly, he'll constantly begin, he'll be showing them. But and sooner or later, I'm a witness to that. I have siblings that I prayed for years, me and my mother, my grandmother. And, you know, they didn't get saved, some of them suddenly and immediately. It was years down the road. Some were not, was in their 50s and 60s before they got saved. And we still got some we believe in God for. But guess what? God ain't going to make them live right. You know, you got some people, you know, you get they got married. Their marriage went south, you know. Their spouse left them for somebody else. I experienced that. Or the wife left for somebody else. That wasn't the will of God. The will of God for them to stay together. But if they choose not to be with you, hey, God ain't going to make them. But what God will do, God will show them. Now, if you got somebody abusing you and sleeping around and bring out that, that's a whole different ball game. Where the Bible says you can put away divorce if it's for fornication, adultery, you know, that's what he's talking about. But there too again, God will is his word. But as I state, I'm still talking about the will because a lot of people don't realize that. Like I said, some people say, why God didn't stop healing? But like I said, because God granted him a will. Like he give all us a will. And God is not going to violate, we use the terminology, override your will. The thought, you ever been sitting down watching the TV and the thought will come to you, go read the Bible, cut the TV off. Ever the thought ever done come to you, you know somebody mistreats you, and the Lord said, forgive them. But then another thought said, yeah, but look, I'm tired of them treating me like they treat me. I ain't going to forgive nothing. Now, see, then even in Romans, the first chapter, even before he got to that, Apostle Paul was saying. He was saying in that 17th verse, he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And Habakkuk went through a time period when it appears like that the sinner was always being successful. They were treating the Christian wrong. And Habakkuk, he was so disheartened about it. And he began to see God about it. And God let him know. And that's when he told him to write the vision and make it plain. God let him know, I have my time set that I'm gonna deal with this situation. You know, but he told Habakkuk that just got to live by faith. And faith is taking God, not only believing God's word, but trusting God's word. A lot of people believe the word. The Bible say that the devil believed and he trembled. Well, you got a lot of people say they believe what God's word said, but they don't trust it. They don't order their life according to what the Bible say. But guess what? They will not too. That's just it. You know, just like when the Lord told me, thank God for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong, when this opportunity presented itself, I could have said no. But I thank God I will to do it. You know, so now God allow us to come on this broadcast, and I thank and praise the Lord for it, to share with the people what I believe God be saying to me. But there too, again, you can't just only believe the word, but you got to, if James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. But that's an act of your will. Once you read the Bible, you choose whether or not you're going to believe it. You choose whether or not you're going to put it into practice. Now, if you will to do right, and I hear people say, well, I will to do right. I can't. Listen, if you will to, and if you cry out to God, God will help you. I'm a witness of that. I was on marijuana one time after, and drank a little bit. I thought when I wanted to get delivered, I couldn't stop for nothing. Now somebody said, oh, that's a minute thing. Probably, but it wasn't to me. Everybody mounting to them is a mountain. Somebody else might be, oh, child, that ain't nothing. But no. But I'm still talking about the will, because somebody is listening at this broadcast, and you done blame God for everything. You have a will. And like I said, James the 4th chapter, he said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. You know, you ever done said, God, where you at? All this happened to me, where you at? First of all, did you open the door for it? Listen, the enemy just can't just walk in and out of your life when he want to. He can't make you do nothing. But what he do, he'll pray on your will. He'll keep adding and adding stuff. You might go, you know, God, I done made up my mind. I'm going to live right. And here come temptation to do wrong. Now, as an act of your will, you can resist that temptation. You ain't got to do it. But, but the enemy give you every reason under the sun to yield to temptation, where the Holy Spirit will show you don't have to. And I give you the ability not to do it. And I'm telling you, this is so important. Once I learned this, the Lord said, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4, I said, don't give. What you mean? The enemy just jump in. He said, no, he don't. He can't do that. But God, don't you see what I'm dealing with? He always, I feel I'm being tormented. Everything getting on my nerves. He said, you yelling to it? I got kind of frustrated with God one time. Come on now. And you go read this story of Job. Yeah, God allowed the enemy, but Job yeah to now certain things Job yeah to, but if you know, people don't realize, but Job, he was self-righteous, you know. But there too, again, after God dealt with him, he began to see. I think about the 38th chapter, if I'm not making a mistake. And he began to see. He said, I heard about you, God, but now my eyes have seen you. And I'm here to tell you, you got a will. I'm telling you, you got a will. I'm telling you, God created, listen at me good, God created man with a will. And now, listen, that means male and female. You have a will. Prophet Miller, I'm dealing with this situation. You just don't know. It's so frustrating. It's frustrating because you ain't doing what the words say. You don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. And a lot of times you can get overwhelmed by focusing on the situation instead of on the solution. When Jesus told them, disciples, let's go to the other side. You know what? They was excited when they first took off because there wasn't no storm. I don't think it was a cloud in the sky. But as they continued, the storm come up. And they start focused so much on that storm that they forgot everything Jesus said. And somebody listen, you focus so much on your situation, you don't forget everything God say. You ever done read the word 1 week and the next week, according to Mark 4, Matthew 13, the Bible said the sower planted the seed and immediately come to week one. And the way he come to steal that word, steal that revelation. But you, as an act of your will, you have to make up your mind you going to hold it. The devil cannot, and see, listen, like I said, God grant us the willpower, and God will not violate it. He will let us eventually be lost if we want to. People say, God ain't going to let me go to hell. No, but you can go on your own as act of your will. That'll be your choice if you go. God sent his word. What you doing with it? You might have a Bible read in your house right now, gathering dust. You won't even pick up and read it, but you read everything else. You know, I'm telling you, y'all, you got to realize God gave you a will, and this good to know. Because a lot of times, you know, and the devil loves us to blame everything. The devil made me do it. I know Flip Wilson said that. I used to get a good laugh off of it, but the devil can't make you do nothing. If you really make up in your mind you want to get saved or you're going to receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you're going to live right, God will help you to do it. But you have to will to. And once you receive Jesus, get in a church that's teaching you this written word of God. Meditate on it. Be a doer of this word. For years, people had me believe you couldn't, you can't live that Bible. And you know the first word, you know, and you don't get, can't nobody be perfect. Now, the way we define perfect without fault. But most times you see that word perfect in the Bible, it means maturity. God know you have to grow in this. It's a process. You didn't grow. You wasn't a baby one day and the next day you was a toddler and the next day you. No, you went through a process. And it's the same thing with God. You get there quicker if you spend more time. The more time you spend in the Word of God, find out what God said. Do you not know it'll get, you'll get to the point. It's easy to resist the devil. The more you submit to God, the more you read the Word of God, the more you do the Word of God, you'll find out it's easy to resist. St. John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. That's the act of your will. And like I said, this is what Paul was saying, by faith. It's by, he said, the just. Those in right standing, we live by faith. We take God at his word. We read it, we believe it, and we trust it, and we do it. Y'all, in the time we living in, I see more now than ever. We got to trust what God say. Yeah, but probably you just don't know. I promise you I probably don't know. But I found out the more time I spend in God's word, praying in my prayer language, fasting when I need to keep this flesh under. Because your soul is in the middle. It's in the center of the spirit, in the body. And that's where a person that haven't been born again, they living, they allow, the soul is not saved. Your soul will tell you, somebody do you wrong, child, just going to get even with them. Eye for eye and a tooth. That's what it said. But what Jesus said? But they said, but this is what I say. Y'all, we in a new and a better covenant. But even in this new and a better covenant, I find out, and I done been there. A lot of time, a lot of saints, they ain't experienced that abundant life because you won't do what the word say. You know, James, the fourth chapter, and I ministered on that maybe a month ago, James, the fourth chapter, in that beginning that, it talk about where the quarreling and all that's coming from. In fact, he said, you have not because you ask not. And then when you ask in a mist. It means you don't ask according to God's will. I think in 1 John, the fifth chapter, it tell us that this is the confidence we get from God when we ask anything according to his will and we know he hear us. God will is his word. You know, I've had people come to me, well, Prophet Miller, I know one, pray for me that I have a good deliverance. Well, first of all, pray if it's God will. I said, listen, first of all, God wants you to have a good deliverance. Somebody said, well, pray that I pray if it's God will, if it's his will. You, prayer is based upon knowing the will of God before you pray. The only reason why Jesus said, if it be your will, because of what he was facing, and his flesh would count as being real, but he was letting us know. Jesus already knew what the will of God was. But the pressure was there. He already know. But what did he do, though? He began to pray. And he let us know. Now, sometimes if you don't know the will of God, you can't say, now, Lord, if it be your will. But if you know the will of God, you know, some people say, well, I pray, you know, I got cancer. I'm dealing with arthritis. I'm dealing with diabetes. Pray if it's God will, he will me. No, he done already, listen, God done already told us in his will what it is. But you got to realize, Satan going to always contest the will of God, the word of God. He going to always, because he want you and I to denounce God, disown God, don't want to praise God. So that's why you need to know. But I'm telling you, your will and my will play a major part in whether we're going to experience the victory, whether we're going to be more than conquered. It got everything to do with it. It's just like a thought. You ever woke up in the morning and the thought, you know, I ain't going to do nothing today. I'm just going to sleep. I'm going to lay around. I ain't going to do nothing. Your body line right up with it. You ever been having a good day and somebody come and give you some evil report? Now, you can, once you get that thought, you can say, you know what, Father? I'm going to roll this care on you. God, I thank you. Whatever it is, God, you're going to work this thing out because I'm in covenant with you. And listen, right there, your emotion, because your emotion going to line up with your will going to line up with your emotion, your whole body going to line up with it. I'm telling you, your will is so important. If you think you having a bad day, put on the garment of praise. But once you line up with, you know, yeah, this going to be one of them days and all of that, you open that mouth, big mouth for you, and you start talking all this negative, and you wonder why you fretting, you wonder why you so disheartened, you disappointed, you mad with God, you mad with everybody. You ought to be mad with you. I know you might not like this, but it's true. And I'm telling you, you do not have to obey the devil. The mind obey the will. That is where we seek to determine the greatness of the will. When it supersedes the mind, the will must first be broke down before. And I'm telling you, it's just like if somebody wanted to hypnotize you, do you not know? You can say in your, you know, they is not going to hypnotize me. I refuse to let somebody hypnotize me. They ain't going to do it. And guess what? Your will and my will is so strong and so powerful. That's why God said resist the devil and he'll flee. Everything is written. Everything that God tells us to do, he know it's an act of our will. And if we will to, he going to get in there. He going to give us the strength. The ability, he's going to empower us with what we need to do. But y'all, I'm telling you, it began with a will. When I made up in my mind through conviction that I wanted to get saved, the devil could not stop me. And so long the enemy wants you to believe you can't do what this word say, you can't come out of debt, you can't lose weight, that's a lie. Yes, you can. I know some people, they is so disciplined. I remember one of the former members I used to go to a church, and this she her discipline was just out of the world. I mean, just so disciplined. I know some people ain't saying they are so disciplined. They gonna go to the gym. They gonna stay in that gym 3 to 4 hours a day. But when it come down to God's word, and they say, I don't know why I can't do, because you don't will to. You don't want to. If you really, really want to, God will help. You know, now this is where I've always talked to the Lord. I said, now, Lord, I will to do your will, but I need you to help me. Why? Because I know now. I know I'm going to have opposition. I know that. But I found out The more I get in his word, the stronger I get. The Bible said, your spirit will sustain you, but a wounded spirit. Your spirit, man, will sustain you, but you got to feed that. You got to feed your spirit every day. Like I said, you cannot sit around and think about how I'm going to pay this bill. If you start on Monday, your emotion going to line up with it, and you'll find yourself feeling sad. You have all these mood swings, you know. You understand? Well, what about menopause? I know about menopause, but let me tell you something. You have authority over menopause. Now, some of you say, she done went wacko. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Y'all, I'm telling you, once you get in this word and find out, you know what the word say, your mind going to obey your will. And I'm telling you, it is so important. It is so important. And that's why so many people, a lot of people don't realize this. Like I said, you got to deal with some people that got, they will is so strong, but they're too again, that dealing with, and I'm reading some notes. I love to read. I'm reading some notes. Man is blessed by the Creator as possessing a threefold personality. The will is the third part of your soulish realm. Your soul is being your mind, your emotion, your will. They will be destroyed, polluted, broke down. And like I said, people don't realize, people that do drugs, people on alcohol, that'll break your will down. That'll weaken your will. It'll break it down to it seems you'll start allowing that thing to dominate you. God never intended for us to be dominated by our soulish realm. He always meant for us to be led by our spirit. Let our spirit dominate us, not the soul. But when man sin, and y'all, I'm telling you, sin will cause, it'll weaken your will, it'll break it down. You'll get to the point, you'll try to do something, and it won't work. The more you do wrong, the more you want to do wrong. I remember one time I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I really want to do something about my eating habit. I said, God, help me. And the Lord and the Lord said, you want to eat right? He said, I'm going to tell you, you started out eating the wrong thing, so now your body done got in the habit of it. Your body expect to eat the wrong thing. He said, but now you're trying to put the right thing in your body, and it's rejecting it. And that's what happened. That's why when the Bible said, resist the devil, he'll flee. Come on, God, are you really serious? You mean to tell me I can, yeah, submit to God? Listen, you ain't got no resisting power if you don't submit to God, if you don't devote yourself and commit yourself to doing what God say. Just like the Bible said, cast down every thought and every imagination that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Who cast them down? You cast them down. God ain't going to do that for you. And y'all, stop letting the enemy make you believe that your situation is only bad because you don't magnify through the way you're thinking about it. But if you start thinking and view your situation or your problem based upon what God's word says, it'll change. You'll find yourself experiencing peace. He who minds stay on the Lord, he keep him in perfect peace. Put your mind on. I'm telling you what I'm saying. All we talking about that old soul. Your soul didn't get saved. I'm telling you, when man is not functioning by his mind or his emotion, he is operating in the air of his will. And I'm telling you, the Bible tells us when we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, how do I walk in the spirit? That's just doing what the words say. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. And I'm telling you, that's the way it works. You and I have a part to play. You had to cast them imagination down. Stop letting the enemy tell you, oh, you just pull you. You don't nobody know what I'm dealing with. Don't nobody supposed to know. I'm not in you. So how you expect me to know what you're dealing with? And I'm not trying to be rude when I say make statements like that. But you need to get acquainted with what God say about you. That's what a lot of people are dealing with, identity crisis. That's what they got. You don't know who you are in Christ. You don't know what God promised you. God don't love me. And you basing God don't love you because of some of the decisions you done made. Come on, somebody. You done made a lot of decisions contrary to what God's word said. Now you suffering the consequences, and you blaming it all. Well, why God let me do that? God didn't let you do nothing. He tried to tell you, point you in another direction, but you wouldn't listen at him. blame you. You don't necessarily need to blame the devil. He wants you. Now listen, Dad, the Bible do tell us the adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. But do you not know? If you are born again, believer, the greater one is in you. What's the enemy that coming against you, or Satan that coming against you, or demons that come, they not greater than what's in you. You just ain't got acquainted with the greater one that is in you. I'm telling you, do something with your will. And this here, no, I ain't doing that no more. I like something that the late Kenneth Hagin said. I think he was addicted to sodas. And he said he just had to have a soda. He said he made up in his mind his will. He said, I ain't gonna drink no soda. You won't believe how quick your body will line up if you open your mouth and say certain things. And the more you do it, the stronger it gets, the resisting power. You find yourself easy to resist. Honey, I just can't help from watching the TV. Don't watch it. Yeah, your body says, I want to watch. It's certain shows I look at certain time, my body be saying, go turn the TV on. I want to look at that. It do. But it's an act of your will. Stop making things, every situation out of a mountain. It's not a mountain. When I sense myself trying to get frustrated, I say, we ain't going down that road. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, Ann Miller. I'm telling you. You got to do something with your soul, mind, will, and emotion. And I'm telling you, when you get your will right, your emotion change. You view things different. Tell yourself, I think it would marry me. I'm gonna cry my last tear. You had to make up your mind. I'm not doing this no more. And you might have to tell yourself a couple of times because you done let your will just do what it want to do. But I'm telling you. You need to know you got a will. And I'm telling you, your will can protect your personality. Because I'm here to tell you, your will play a major part in your life, in my life, in your life. This is so important. And this is what we said in Romans. This we said, for the wrath of God is... The wrath of God is telling you, it said, been revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They know what is true, but they will not to do it. Y'all, I'm telling you, and this is so important. Get that soul right, and your emotions are lined up, your body are lined up. Tell yourself, I'm not doing this. And God, and if you ask him for help, he will help you, but you got to get sincere. The things that upset you, frustrating you, stop doing them. Start with your mind. Start with what you're thinking. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise you for this opportunity. I thank you, Father, for revealing to us our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotion. Thank you for letting us know, as an act of our will, we need to do something with it. And I thank you and I praise you even as we go out there, Father, you bring more enlightenment, more understanding pertaining to the will of humanity. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. We're going to continue this on Thursday. I want you to tune in. We're going to go a little further in Romans, the first chapter, as well as our will. And I want you to know, let Jesus live big in you today in the way you do it. Find out what the word say. Meditate on that word. Speak that word and do that word. And your life will be transformed. But as I stated, God ain't going to make you do it. It ain't going to just automatically happen because you read it. It's an act of your will that you line your will up with what God's word say. And that's when you and I can experience the transformation. But if you don't line up with what the word said, you won't see it. Enjoy the rest of your day.